Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Lamed Ches Omud Beis. We are in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to be finishing off Simen Shin Ayin Aleph. We begin on the very last word of Resh Lamed Ches Omud Aleph with Sif Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, Echad min hachotzer, if a person who lives in the courtyard dies, Shemes b'Shabbos, he passes away on Shabbos, and this person will see was or was not a participant in the Erev Chatzeros. So the Mechaber tells us, if before he passed away, he did participate in the Erev Chatzeros, and it was in existence at the start of Shabbos, and then Nebuchi died later on Shabbos, so then, even if somebody inherits him, afilu yirosho echod mibnei hashuk en woser, even if somebody's going to inherit him and potentially now be a dweller in that apartment, in that Chatzer, that Shabbos, and he, the new person, the inheritor, did not go and participate in the Erev Chatzeros, he will not ruin it for everybody else. The Mishneh Berurah explains, first in Siv Katan Tesvav, that we're talking here that if a person, who adinim haya morish echa min ashuk, the person who is giving over the apartment, the one who passes away, lived in the shuk, toloi gankein be'erev velo erev. The halacha still makes a difference over here if he owned the apartment, the dead person owned the apartment at the start of Shabbos, so whether he lived in the shuk, he lived someplace else, or he lived in the apartment, it doesn't make any difference over here. The question will be, did he or did he not participate in the Erev? Why did the Mechaber tell us then, Echod min ha-chotzer? Because elastama de milsa, kishudar b'shuk, eno ma'ariv alabayish shiyesh lo b'chotzer. Because if he was living outside in the shuk, someplace else, mistama he didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, and therefore, the Mechaber just used the common likelihood, lohochi nochad ha-mechaber, echod min ha-chotzer shemes, v'chule, he probably lived in the chotzer, and he participated in the Erev Chatzeros, or didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, but the reason why he would or would not was because he lived in the chotzer. In any events of Katan Tezayin, he never passed away on Shabbos. Wrote Salomar, the Mechaber is telling us, V'lo hiniach b'nei veso b'bayis. There was no other family members living with him in the house. He was living alone in the house when he died. As the Chofetz Chaim tells us in the Sharet Zion, O Shir Aleph, it would be obvious, the hiniach lo batel la'erev klal, because if there are other people dwelling over there, so then there are still dwellers over there in that apartment. So we're talking here that he was living alone in the apartment, and he dies nebuch on Shabbos. The imkain, therefore, kivin shemes batel erev. As soon as he dies, his share in the erev goes away. And therefore, whoever inherits this house, v'yirosho, echad min hashuk, if somebody who doesn't live in this neighborhood inherits him, uba lador shom b'shabbos, and now he comes to dwell there on Shabbos, v'hu, and that person, the inheritor, halo lo hiniach erev mibojom, he obviously didn't participate in the erev chaseres before Shabbos, because he didn't live in that neighborhood and didn't have a house in that neighborhood. Nevertheless, even in this situation, afilu hochi eino oser abnei achotzer, this new inheritor, who is now living in this apartment of the dead person, on Shabbos, he comes in there that week, he doesn't ruin it for everybody else. Why is that? The kivin shuhutar ben hashmashos be'erev hamorish hutar l'kol hashabbos. Since the person who passed away, he in fact participated in the Erev Chatzeros according to the first scenario over here. Therefore, the Erev Chatzeros worked, and at the start of Shabbos it worked. Once it worked at the beginning of Shabbos, it's going to last throughout the Shabbos. And therefore, even though the person died, and even though somebody else is coming there who inherits him, and didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, now is in the dwelling area on Shabbos, he doesn't ruin it for them. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Shemes B'Shabbos tells us that according to the Magen Avraham, we're obligated to say over here that we're talking about Shebe'es Knisa Shabbos Lohiyo Adayin Gozes, that this person who eventually did pass away on Shabbos wasn't death leal, he wasn't a Gozes, a person who's about to die at the start of Shabbos, because the Lav Hochi Lohola Erev Klal, because if he was death leal before Shabbos started, even though he physically participated in the Erev Chatzeros, Kivin She'eno Roy L'Skayim Kol HaShabbos, since he's not going to live all Shabbos long, so he cannot participate in the Erev Chatzeros, and therefore, the Magen Avraham says, we must be talking here about a case, but he wasn't deathly ill at the start of Shabbos. He could have been sick, but he wasn't deathly ill. He wasn't a Goses. And then when he dies on Shabbos, it's unexpected, and therefore he could have participated in the Erev Chatzeros. That's the opinion of Magen Avraham. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down from the Sefer Atzei Almugim, we'll have this later on as well, the same idea, he disagrees with the Magen Avraham. And he says, Lefize Amayri Hocha HaShulchan Aruch B'chol Gabdi. He says the Shulchan Aruch is talking about whether he's a Goses or whether he's not a Goses. The fact that he dies on Shabbos is all that we care about. If he was a Goses and he participated in the Erev Chatzeros, so fine. So he participated in the Erev Chatzeros. So that's scenario one. The Mechaber tells us we're talking about the person who died on Shabbos, he participated in the Erev at the start of Shabbos when he was still alive. However, v'im lo erev, the Mechaber continues and he says, if the person who died eventually did not participate in the erev chatzeros, so at the start of Shabbos, he was ruining it for everybody else. So im yirosh o'echa min hashok, if somebody inherits this person, the dead man, and the dead man did not participate in the erev chatzeros, so kolz man she'eno bo lo duri mohem eino oser. As long as the inheritor doesn't come to live there on Shabbos, so then the death of the person now makes it mutter that the Eruv Chatzeros of everybody else could go and take effect over here. As the Mishnah explains in Sivkot Yud Zayin, Gamza Mayrish Ein Lo B'nei Bayis Shom. Number one, we're talking about that this person doesn't have any other people living with him. Again, if the dead person died, but there are other members of his house that are living over there, so then the house is not left undwelled in. And the Chofetz Chaim adds in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Yud Gimel, Dim Yesh Lo B'nei Bayis Shom, if there are people living there, Afilu Im Lo Bo HaYorish Lo Dor B'Bayis Gam Kinos. Even if the person who inherits him doesn't come, the people in the house are still going to ruin it because the house has dwellers in it. And therefore, when the Mechaber wrote over here, Kol Zman She'eino Bo Lo Duri Mohem Eino Oser, it didn't literally mean that he has to go and live there with somebody else. It's just an expression. So, if there are any children living there, they would still ruin it. And if the inheritor, however, is coming there on his own, but he hasn't come there, Kol Zman She'eino Bo Lo Duri Mohem Eino Oser, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Ches, Af D'Nesar B'Tchilas HaShabbos, even though at the beginning of Shabbos, since the dead person, the one who is ultimately going to die, did not participate in the Erev Chatzeros, so even though everybody else did, he ruins it for them. Machmas Amorish, this person who ultimately died, he ruined it for everybody. Shelo Erev im B'nei Achotzer, at the start of Shabbos, he wasn't participating. But Nebuch, when he passes away, Mekomokum Kishemeis, when he dies, V'nishar Abayis below Duyorin, and now the house is left without anybody dwelling in it. There's nobody else, he didn't have any family members living with him, and the person who inherited him didn't come there on Shabbos. Lo chashiva less, or he no longer is going to ruin it for all of them. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Yudalet tells you go look in the Bir Halacha over here, and if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masul Kozman Sheino Ba. So the Chofetz Chaim writes, "V'nei Mechaber Stam Kidas Harosh VaTosos." This opinion is the opinion of the Russian Tosos. However, it's not so clear that everybody agrees with that. He brings down the Rashba in both the Avodas Hakodesh and his Chidushim, who disagrees with this, and he says, "The Kivan Shenasa LeMikza Shabbos." Once it's also at the start of Shabbos. Nesa l'kola Shabbos. Similar to the idea of migud is katzoi. Ben hashmashos is katzoi kol yom, a principle we learned many times in Hilchos Shabbos. So the Rashba says the same idea over here. Once there's no Erev Chatzeros at the beginning of Shabbos, it can't come into place during Shabbos. And he brings down the Rav HaMagid as well, and the Ritva that also hold like this. In any event, however, the Mechaber's Stam position, which as we pointed out is like the Rosh and Tosos, disagrees and says that even though it was also at the beginning of Bein HaShmashos and the people weren't able to carry, even though the rest of them made an Erev Chatzeros, if this guy who didn't participate dies, so then they are now able to carry because of the Erev Chatzeros that they made. However, if the inheritor comes, Ba Lodur B'Shabbos B'Veis Morishah, the Mechaber continues and he says, if the inheritor now comes on Shabbos to go to the dwelling of the person who passed away, then Oser, then the inheritor ruins it for everybody else. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yotetz, Kivan Diyesh Ato Ba'alim Ladira, since there now is again a person living in the Dira who did not participate in the Erev Chatzeros, Oser, he ruins it for everybody else, Abnei Achotzer, Achi Yavato Rishuso. But here, there's an alternative. He could say, I'm Avato, my Rishuso, as we'll learn, Kivilakam and Mesim Shin Pei, that that's an alternative over here to allow them to continue to be able to carry, and he wouldn't ruin it for them if he's Mavato, his Rishus. The issue footnote number 20 explains, Ubitama Dover Shenomim Shabbos Shehutra Hutra. Why don't we say over here that if it was good at one point in Shabbos, it should be good the rest of Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham writes, should be Yoresh Min Ashuk, when we're talking about an inheritor who comes from out of this neighborhood, Sheme Olam Lo Dor B'Chotzerzu, he never lived over here before, Ein Omrim. We don't say, Sheyisiach Dayetim Yilavu B'Shabbos, that he says, I'm never going to go to that area over there, but we are concerned, Elechoshim Sheyavo, and therefore we can't apply the principle, Shabbos Shutra Hutra, because maybe this guy is going to come and ruin it for everybody else. But there's an obvious question here, and Rabbi Kiva Eger brings it down, that says, Kivan Shebechnisas Shabbos Adayin Hoya Amorish Chai. The person who ultimately died in Shabbos was still alive then. And the inheritor over here had no expectation whatsoever that he would get this over here. So Im Kain Vada Hisiach Daitum Ilavo. So what better proof is there that this guy had no expectation to come? He didn't own an apartment there, and the guy that owned it there was still alive. So Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down, Hatam She'ein Lomar Shabbos Shutra Hutra. Why don't we say, therefore, that if it was good at the beginning of Shabbos, it should be good throughout Shabbos? Kivin Shebechnisa Shabbos Hayo Osu L'Talto Beglal Shamorish Lo Erev. Here, it wasn't good at the beginning of Shabbos. It only became good when he died. And therefore, we can't say over here that at the beginning of Shabbos it was good, and therefore it's good throughout Shabbos. No, at the beginning of Shabbos it wasn't good. Now when the guy dies, it should theoretically become good. But here we have to be concerned that the inheritor will come, and therefore we don't say that it was permissible at the beginning of Shabbos, and therefore it's permissible the rest of Shabbos. That's simply not true. B'chavi continues and writes, V'im yorsho echa mibnei chotzer, if instead of the inheritor being somebody outside this chotzer, it is one of the people living in the chotzer. Let's say a father and a son live in the chotzer. And then if the father passes away, so the son lives in the chotzer over here. So in Erev HaYorish, if the son also had participated before Shabbos started in the Erev Chatzeros, V'yodor imamorish b'vayis echot, and he lived in the same house as his father, so then eino oser, then he certainly is not going to ruin it, afal bishalo Erev HaMorish, even though his father may not have participated in the Erev Chatzeros, but since the son did, and now the son is the sole owner over here, because his father never passed away, so then he's not going to ruin it. The fact that his father hadn't participated doesn't ruin it. The Mishnah explains in Siv Katan Chav, because the son was able to participate as a ben bias over here, even without his father's knowledge. As Dirshu footnote number 21 reminds us, you can even do this. He could even take his father's food and participate in the Erev Chatzeros over here. However, the Mechaber says, "V'im lo hayador im hamorish," that the son did not live with his father over here. Ela b'vayis achash b'chotzer, he lived in a different house in the chotzer. So now the son did participate, but the father did not. So then, now when the father over here dies on Shabbos, oser afal pisha erev hayorish, the inheritor is going to ruin it now, because even though the father is no longer around, and even though the son over here participated on his own, nevertheless, he ruins it for everybody else. As the Mechaber continues and he says, Kivin Shlo Erev HaMorish, since the dead father over here, he didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, so it doesn't go away now that he's dead, because that dwelling place is owned by somebody in the Chatzer who lives there, and even though the person, the son living in the Chatzer, participated on his own for the Erev Chatzeros, he did not participate on behalf of his father. And now he owns that house, so somebody in the Chatzer didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros in the dwelling over there. It ruins it for everybody else. The Mishnah explains this. If Katan Chafalev, after Gam Atalo Bo Lo Dur Bebayis Shiorash, even though the son is not going to live in his father's house, he has his own apartment over there. Mikol Mokum Kivin Diyesh Lo Bayis Biosu Chotzer, since he has an apartment in that same Chotzer, Shadarbo, which he's living in, V'roi Lo Lishtamesh Gam Biosu Bayis Shiorash, he could easily use, if he wanted to, his dead father's house, and therefore Chashvinon Kilo Nichlas Lo Dur Bo, it's as if he halachically lives over there, V'Havidiro Bibalim, and now there is a dweller in that house that didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros. Aye, he did participate in the Erev Chatzeros, Siv Katan Chav Beis, La'oso Ba'ish Adarbo. He participated for his own house, but he didn't participate for the house of his dead father. And therefore, that is now a dwelling place that didn't participate. A dweller is there, and therefore, he ruins it for everybody else. Again, I should point out, it was already ruined because the father didn't participate, so it just continues that ruination of them having an Erev Chatzeros. The Mechaber continues and writes, V'im ibod yom meis, if Nebuch, the father, passed away, but before Shabbos started, and the Yerosho Echod and Ashok, and the inheritor doesn't live in that area, he lives in a different place, he lives in a different chotzer in the Shuk, nevertheless, Hareza Oser, he does ruin it over here, V'hu Sheba Hayoresh Beveis Morisho B'Shabbos, but that's only he's going to ruin it if he comes there on Shabbos. If he doesn't come in there on Shabbos, he doesn't ruin it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Gimel, Kan lo chilek bein Erav lelo Erav. Here we don't make any distinction whether the father did participate or didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros. Why not? Because dafilu Erev, because even if he did participate in the Erev Chatzeros, that was Nebuch before Shabbos. Kivin shemes mi bojom, he died before Shabbos started, botel eruvo. Any participation that he had didn't take effect until right before Shabbos, and Nebuch, he was already dead by then, and therefore, the heve kilo Erev. It's halachically as if he didn't participate. Sivkon Chav Dalet, v'yarshu echod min ashok, the ilu im yarshu echod min bnei achotzer, because if somebody in that courtyard did inherit him, chol ha'erev sheminiach mishol beiso shadarbo gama b'ayzet, if it's before Shabbos, so then if you participated and you owned two apartments, so one participation could work for both your apartments. Sivkon Chav Hei, v'hu shabot, it's only going to be us if the inheritor coming from the Shuk comes to live there on that Shabbos, Lodubur, to dwell there. Vavale Dirim Diro Bibalim. Now this person living over there, Ruhalo Lo Erev, and he did not go and participate, and therefore he ruins it for everybody else. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Haloch Dira Mask of Hushaba Yoresh asks a very important question. Kivin the Mitchila Shabbos Hayadir below Balim, since at the beginning of the Shabbos there was nobody dwelling over there, the person who inherited lived outside, therefore why does he ruin it for everybody else? Why don't we say, once it was Mutter, it's Mutter? So he answers that only is true in a situation where a person lived there and then went away. So we say he's not coming back. But here we don't say that he's definitely not going to be coming over here. There's no Hesach Hadas in this situation because the father died before Shabbos. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Yisroel v'ger she'yudorim b'chotzer. If you have a yid and a ger, a convert, who live in the same chotzer. So, umeis ha'ger mibojom. If the convert dies before Shabbos. Now, the convert over here has no inheritors. The hechzich Yisroel acher bin chotzer. And another yid comes along, it's hefker, and he picks it up. So now there are two people that own property over here. Now, they did not make an Erev chatzerus together. So, afilu lo hechzik ad shechashecha, even though the Jewish person went and acquired this after it was Shabbos already, Oser, he does ruin it, achivatul rishuso kishar yorish, unless he's mavatul rishus like any other inheritor, as we already alluded to. However, meis mishachashecha, if the convert over here died after Shabbos started, so then ena machzik oser, then the person who acquires it doesn't ruin it, because shebehet to arishon omer, because at the beginning of Shabbos, it was perfectly permissible, and here we do say, once it's already Shabbos, hutra the entire Shabbos. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Chavav, we're talking here, Ma'ir Kishe'eruvu biyachad, that both the Jew and the convert did make an Erev Chatzeros. And therefore, Lekach in Oser, Elok Shemes Hager Mibojom. That's why if he dies after Shabbos, it's not a problem. It's only a problem if he dies before Shabbos, because in that situation, as we've already mentioned, Botol Erev Shalom, there is no Erev Chatzeros if somebody's dead. Sivkot and Chav Zayin, the Ilu Hechzik Oso Yisrael Hadarsham, if the person who was making the Erev Chatzeros with the Ger were to have acquired it, then there's no problem, because he's the only person living there over there. It certainly is then perfectly good. It's only one person. And like Likewise, if he doesn't pick it up, if nobody picks it up, because again, nobody else is living there, it's only one person living there, and it's perfectly good. But if the person who picked it up was somebody else, and he picked it up even after Shabbos, so Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chav Ches says, wrote to Lomar, Af apisha b'chnisa Shabbos, even at the beginning of Shabbos, kos man shelo nichnas Yisrael zebe veso shel ger ha'isadira below balim, even though theoretically one could say nobody was living there, because he only made the acquisition the other year after Shabbos started, and therefore at the beginning of Shabbos, lo ha'iso seres, nevertheless, if you hochi in omim ba Shabbos kivan shotra hoch, we don't say this principle. Why? Ho v'iso re'uyo l'achzik ba mibodjom, because anybody could have come and picked it up, and therefore I had to totally the omid, it could have been picked up, and therefore we have to assume it's as if it is picked up. Shaloya Baru Shate Muteras called Shabbos, and it wasn't clear that it would be permissible all Shabbos long. If he picked it up after Shabbos, what's all about Nichnas Gamkin Ladarba, and he also went in there to live over there, so then this halacha applies. But he could be mevatel if he wanted, like any other yoresh. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Lamed wrote to Lomar, the chashvin hazocha b'nichsi ager, the person who acquires the property of the ger, is considered ki yoresh b'nichsi aver, like a person who inherits, the mahane kishe mevatel rishus, who has the ability to go and be mevatel, as we'll learn in Mirtz Hashem, in Simen Shin Pei Aleph Sivvav. But if the ger died after Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, there's no problem over here, wrote to Lomar, kivin shebechnisas haShabbos hayimutu mach maseiru v'shel ger. At the beginning, there was a perfectly good Erev Chatzeros, and therefore, even though he died, afke shemes bota leruva, now there is no longer an Erev. Nevertheless, we say, amrin on kivin shutra hudra. Here we say, once it was good, it is good for all Shabbos. Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, Echo b'mnei achotze sheyagosis, if somebody was deathly ill at the beginning of Shabbos, afal pi she'enu yochol lichios bo bayom, even though he isn't capable of surviving the entire Shabbos, oser ad sheyizaku lo bepas v'yorvu alov. He ruins it for everybody else, unless they make an Erev Chatzeros on his behalf. And likewise, v'chein katan oser, afal pi she'enu yochol lechol kezayis, even a katan would ruin it for everybody else, even if he can't eat a kezayis. Aval orech in oser, but a guest doesn't ruin it, as we've already explained in Simen Shin Ayin. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Dalet that the Katan ruins it unless they make an Erev Chatzeros for him. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Beis tells us, I might have thought that the Goses is already considered dead at the beginning of Shabbos. And it's like his apartment has no dwellers in it. As long as he's alive, he's considered alive in all regards. And therefore, Sivkot Lamed Gimel, you have to make an Erev on his behalf. The Magen Avraham writes, the Emes b'Shabbos Oseh, if he were to die in Shabbos, he ruins it. Kivin she'ein ha'erev royal is kaim kol Shabbos, because the erev can't work all Shabbos long. The rov goes to lamisa, because most people deathly ill will die. Ad kan l'shono, those are the words of the Magen Avraham. It's partial, however, if somebody else was living over there, then im hoya dor imo echad b'otzav bayis pshita deinu misbatal erev, the erev would not be ruined. V'im yirosho echad min ashok, likewise, if somebody inherits it from the shuk, deinu bol odur shom Shabbos, it doesn't come to live there on Shabbos, v'nishar ha'bayis below balim, also Shabbos, and nobody is living in that house the rest of Shabbos, gam kem pshita demutu, it's also perfectly good, as we've already learned. However, the Morgan of Rome is my rishi yirosho echad min ashok u'bol odur shom Shabbos. We're talking here, somebody inherits him from outside and does come to live there on Shabbos, o shirosho echad min be'achot shishador b'vayis acher. One of the other people in the courtyard over here inherits him and has his own house, and the reason for this, the Erev on behalf of the Goses doesn't work. He died, so obviously he couldn't have an Erev Chatzeros on his behalf. We don't apply this principle here. Somebody made an error for everybody, including the Goseis. Then he dies. It's ruined. A little bit more to this Mishnah Berurah. We'll pick it up tomorrow. With that, we conclude today's shir.